Hey friends!
This is Natasha
and Pranithi, your fellow med students. The purpose of these short podcasts is to go over important topics that we think will help you in your OB-GYN rotation as well as your shelf exams. The topic that we'll be covering today is Flame Lecture 1, the OB-GYN history.
And this lecture will be really helpful for your Clinical Foundations course so you can practice taking an OB-GYN history using some of the tips that we're about to share. And we're going to split up the lecture into two main sections, the OB history and then the GYN history. So this is just showing you a typical H&P outline, and we'll be going over the highlighted sections.
I remember my first shift in OB, and I was so shocked with how many letters and numbers I saw everywhere. The amount of acronyms I saw definitely was overwhelming.
Yeah, I had no idea what anyone was talking about my first day of rounds.
But you'll soon find out that there's some acronyms that you'll see over and over and over again.
So I think the first one that I picked up on were the G's and the P's. And the G's are pretty straightforward. It's basically just how many times you've been pregnant. So if you've been pregnant one time, you're a G1. But the P's are where it gets a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, so the P's are divided into four sections, T, P, A, L. T for term pregnancies, which is anything over 37 weeks. P for preterm, anything between 20 to 37 weeks. A for abortions, and that includes miscarriages / losses, and L for living children. And where it gets a little wonky is when someone's having twins or triplets or multigestational pregnancies. So there's one pregnancy, which is G1, but there are two or three living children, so it's P2 or P3.
Now, going into more of the OB history, once you've figured out how many times someone has been pregnant, it's important to really ask about the details of each delivery. So you want to know the year of the delivery, the route of the delivery, was it a vaginal delivery, or was it a C-section? And I think the most common acronym that I was hearing was NSVD, which is normal spontaneous vaginal delivery.
And we never want to assume how anyone experiences their pregnancy, so you want to ask more details, such as were there any antepartum, intrapartum, or postpartum complications.
So now we'll jump into the GYN history side of things. So you want to first ask what age they hit menarche.
Wait, what's menarche?
So menarche is just when someone started having their periods. And it's really important to ask about the details or the characteristics of a typical menstrual cycle for that patient.
And each of us experience menses in a different way, so it's really important to ask about these details. Are they having regular or irregular periods? And what is their definition of regular? Is it every 28 days, every 30 days, every 60 days? And how many days do their periods last? How many days of flow do they have? And how heavy are these flows? And that last question might be a little awkward to ask, but we quantify it by asking how many pads or tampons they use in a day and whether these pads are completely saturated when they decide to change them.
And then on the other side of the age spectrum, if a patient is about 50 years or older, you might want to start asking if they've hit menopause. And that's basically finding out if they haven't had a period for at least 12 months of time.
Right. And another thing that we want to focus on is their STI history or their sexually transmitted infection history. And I know this can be really awkward to ask, especially when you're meeting a patient for the first time, but it's really crucial for management as well as ascertaining any risk factors this patient might have for certain STIs. So what you want to ask is, what particular STI have they had in the past? Were they treated? Were their partners treated? Did they have a test of cure? So a test of cure is as it sounds, a test that shows that the treatment worked and the patient is no longer testing positive for that specific infection.
So you also want to address a patient's history of pap smears. So first of all, you want to ask, have they even had a pap smear before? And when was the last one that they've had? Have they had an abnormal result? And the patient might not know too much about their abnormal result, but you just want to get a feel for what they were told when they got that result. So did they do any procedure to follow up, or did they just do another pap smear in a year?
And now we're going to be switching gears for a bit. Although we're mainly discussing how to take an OB-GYN history, we want to also talk about how to take an external exam for your OSCE. An external exam is a visual inspection of the genital area, and it's important to express what you see so that the evaluators know that you understand what you should be looking for.
Right, and you should state something along the lines of, I'm looking at a set of glands here, and I don't see any fluid buildup, swelling, or any cysts.
And the specific glands that we're referring to are called Bartholin glands. And Bartholin gland cysts account for about 2% of GYN visits.
And then some other phrases that you can use during your visual inspection are things such as, I do not visualize any lesions or rashes.
Great. Let's go back to taking a history. It's really important to know the patient's sexual history. And it's really weird to ask these questions, but it's important for management and ascertaining risk factors. So we want to know the patient's sexual orientation. How many partners have they had in the past? Do they feel safe in these relationships? What type of sex are they having? Are they using any protection? And in this slide, you'll see how to document these findings.
And in clinic, you might have to do something called a well-woman exam. And that's just what it sounds like, a general exam for a woman. But you definitely want to ask a specific number of questions at this visit. And we've addressed a lot of them previously, such as when was their last menstrual period, when they hit menarche, and things like that. But you do want to ask about specific symptoms they might be experiencing based on the patient. So if they're at menopause, you might be asking other things such as, are they having any hot flashes, vaginal dryness, or mood changes? And any other non-specific symptoms they might be experiencing, such as abdominal pressure, breast tenderness, or any lumps or bumps that they might be feeling on themselves. Basically anything that's abnormal to them. And if you want more information on some of the things you can be asking, you can refer to slide 12 in lecture one.
Okay, so now that we've collected some information, let's talk about how to present this information, specifically how to present the obstetrical HPI. This is going to be a two-liner incorporating everything we've already gone over, the patient's age, their G's and P's, their gestational age, and how this gestational age was determined.
And dating is a pretty complicated topic, so we highly recommend referring to Flame Lecture 50 for more information on that.
We also want to know why this patient is presenting to the clinic in the first place. Is this a new OB visit, a routine return OB visit, or are they coming in with a specific complaint? You also want to mention any complications of the pregnancy, like gestational diabetes or hypertension, or any previous history of sexually transmitted infection and so forth.
And this is something you'll get a lot of practice on in clinic or in the hospital. You'll be giving two-liners left and right.
Definitely. And don't be discouraged if you don't get it all right on the first try. It's definitely something where practice makes perfect.
And yeah, it definitely takes a lot of practice. The more you hear, the more it will come naturally to include all of that information. So don't worry. And now jumping into specifically about more OB visits. Similarly to a well-woman visit, you'll want to ask about specific symptoms the patient might be experiencing. And an easy way to remember that is with the ABCs. So are they having any amniotic fluid leakage, such like leakage of fluid? Are they having any bleeding? And when you're addressing bleeding, you want to make sure that you're talking about vaginal bleeding in this case. And then asking about if they've had any contractions recently. We won't go into all of the details of these couple slides, but these next ones will show you how to write your notes and properly showcase all of the problems that a patient might be presenting with.
Other things that you want to talk about when taking a full history is family history, specifically cancers or gyne-related congenital cancers. We really want to know if there is a genetic component to any cancer in the family, if they have breast, ovarian, or colon cancer. And this is really important for management.
And then another really important part about taking the history is the social history. For example, in OB patients, it's important to ask if the father of the baby is involved in the pregnancy. Are they being supported at home? And if not, is there anyone else who can help them during this time? And it's important also for new OB patients to address if the pregnancy was a planned pregnancy and is it a desired pregnancy at that moment? And then if they feel safe at home, making sure to let them know that we are able to provide them any resources that they might need if any of their answers to those questions are no.
These questions can be very difficult to ask, but I found that patients really appreciate when you're caring about them in this manner.
And if you ever feel a little bit uneasy about any of the topics that you discuss with a patient, you can definitely reach out to your residents or your attendings and talk about the plan of action for how you can best help the patient.
So that brings us to the end of this podcast. These last few slides show how everything comes together. We hope this was super helpful for you when you start your rotations. And this was a brief overview of what we think are important in taking an OB-GYN history. But definitely refer to slides of Flame Lecture 1 for more details.
And best of luck on your rotations and in your clinical foundations course. You're going to do amazing.
I'm sure you're going to have so much fun, and it's honestly going to be such a great experience. But anyways, thank you for tuning in.
Bye.